Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Creed of the Dauntless by Frank B. Whitney, published in 1931. Here is the way to get along with people. Get out of personal consciousness. If you are in the attitude of mind where you think of people as working against you, as misunderstanding you, as being inconsiderate of what you do, then the first step must be that of getting a right perspective on life. Here is an astounding fact. The person with this unhealthy attitude of mind need not have anyone actually working against them. The chances are that they do not. But being in personal consciousness, they are in a state of mind where they believe a person is working against them. Thus, they will eventually look upon someone as the person who they think is doing so. A right perspective on life replaces personal consciousness with a higher consciousness, one that reveals the great universal unity which joins all living creatures. In this unity, there can be no fighting for existence, no hates nor jealousies, no misunderstandings. The next time you feel an urge to dislike a certain person, clear this individual of all relation to the matter that prompts your dislike. Simply recognize that you need freedom from personal consciousness, and set about adjusting your thought. In the higher consciousness, you will realize the truth that no one has the power to harm you. Never allow yourself to despair over personal situations. The power of truth and love will rectify every error of the past. If you would like to free yourself from the past, forget about it and begin to do good. Do good to the one whom you have injured. The healing, constructive power of doing good will do a mighty work in repairing the old personal wounds. Possibly you have gone through a very trying experience, one which you brought upon yourself because you did not realize that you must never discuss people in a negative way. Truth never encouraged nor gives us license to walk over another person. Centuries ago, a wise man spoke a great truth, a truth which no one in all these years has been able to improve upon. He said, "All things whatsoever that you would have others do unto you, do these also unto them." If a person follows this rule, they are assured of success in getting along with people. The problem of getting along with people is one that is solved by leaving others and our limited thoughts about them out of the question for a while. We need to learn how to think rightly about them before we attempt to think of them at all. Before you can relieve yourself of the disharmony which personal animosity has brought into your life, you must take a very decided stand. Indeed, you may have to reverse your whole thought process. The person whom you have disliked must appear to you as one whom you love. The love that you feel for a member of your own family is the same love that you must feel for other people. Never miss an opportunity to think and speak lovingly of this person whom you have not been loving. Your unkind words have caused disaster. Send loving words now to overtake them. Heretofore, you focused on their personal limitations. Now compliment this person upon their good points. You must see the Christ in them, waiting to express itself. If you could but get a glimpse of some of the difficulties that another person may have in their life, you would not be so quick to misjudge and dislike them, even though in the past they have appeared to be inconsiderate of you. In the great scheme of things, what does it matter if, for the time being, they appear unresponsive. Just go forward content to know that your conduct is noble, that you are doing your best to honor the divine within them in you. Oh, how we admire and love those who never condescend to engage in little, narrow situations of personal consciousness. They always get along with people, and people in turn are happy to get along with them. Let us dwell upon the mountaintop of truth, where we are high above the shadows of the valley. Let us gain the high realization that in truth, each person is a child of God, and we have no desire to malign or injure this child.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.